Hello and welcome to The Grove. Today we'll be looking at Kale, the Righteous. Born to a Dargonian aspect at the height of the Rune Wars, Kale honored her mother's legacy by fighting for justice on Wings of Divine Flame. She and her twin sister Morgana were the protectors of Demacia for many years, until Kale became disillusioned with the repeated failings of mortals and abandoned this realm altogether. Still, legends are told of her punishing the unjust with her fiery swords, and many hope that she will one day return. Kale is a champion of Demacia, a strong, lawful kingdom with a prestigious military history. Demacia's people have always valued the ideals of justice, honor, and duty most highly, and are fiercely proud of their cultural heritage. But in spite of these lofty principles, this largely self-sufficient nation has grown more insular and isolationist in recent centuries. Now, Demacia is a kingdom in turmoil. The capital, the great city of Demacia, was founded as a refuge from sorcery after the nightmare of the Rune Wars, and built upon the riddle of Petrosite, a peculiar white stone that dampens magical energy. It is from here that the royal family has long seen to the defense of the outlying towns and villages, farmland, forests, and mountains rich with mineral resources. However, following the sudden death of King Jarvan III, the other noble families have not yet approved the accession of his sole heir, young Prince Jarvan, to the throne. Those who dwell beyond the heavily guarded borders are increasingly viewed with suspicion, and many former allies have begun to look elsewhere for protection in these uncertain times. Some dare to whisper that the golden age of Demacia has passed, and unless its people are willing to adapt to a changing world, something many believe they are simply incapable of doing, the kingdom's decline may be inevitable, and all the Petrosite in the land will not protect Demacia from itself. As the Rune Wars raged, Mount Targon stood as a beacon against the oncoming darkness. Kale and her twin sister Morgana were born beneath that light. Their parents, Mahira and Kilam, began the perilous climb in search of the power to save their tribe from destruction. Even when Mahira learned she was with child, she pushed onward. At the mountain summit, she was chosen as a divine vessel for the aspect of justice, wielding a sword that blazed with a fire brighter than the sun. Not long after, the twins were born. Kale, the elder by a breath, was as bright as Morgana was dark. But Mahira became a fearsome warrior, far greater than any mortal. Kilam began to fear her divinity and the sorcerous enemies that were drawn to her light. He resolved to take the girls out of harm's way, journeying across the Conqueror's Sea to a settlement where the land itself was set to offer protection against magic. In their new homeland, Kilam raised the twins, their temperaments growing more different with each passing day. Kale was precocious, often arguing with the settlement's leaders about their rules. She had no real memory of her mother's powers, but knew the laws were meant to keep them all safe. Her father rarely spoke of such things, but Kale was certain Mahira had saved them by ending the Rune Wars on some distant battlefield. When the twins were teenagers, a streak of flame split the sky. A sword smoldering with celestial fire struck the ground between Kale and her sister, breaking in two. Kilam was distraught when he recognized the blade was Mahira's. Kale eagerly snatched up one half of the weapon, feathered wings springing forth from her shoulders, and Morgana cautiously followed her example. In that moment, Kale felt more connected to her mother than ever, certain that this was a sign she was alive and wanted her daughters to follow the same path as her. The people of the settlement believe the girls have been blessed by the stars, destined to protect the fledgling nation of Demacia from outsiders. These winged protectors became symbols of light and truth, and were revered by all. Kale fought in many battles, flying at the head of the growing militia and imbuing the weapons of the worthy with her own sanctified fire. But in time, her pursuit of justice began to consume her, seeing threats within and without. She founded an adjudicator order to enforce the law, and hunted down rebels and reavers with equal fervor. But there was one person she softened her judgment toward. To the dismay of her followers, Kale allowed Morgana to rehabilitate wrongdoers who appeared humble enough to admit their guilt. Kale's protege, Ronas, was the most disapproving of all. He swore to do what Kale would not, and attempted to imprison Morgana. Kale returned to find the people rioting, and Ronas dead. Consumed by rage, she looked down upon the city and summoned her divine fire to cleanse the city of its sins. Morgana flew up to meet her, raising her blade. If Kale was to purge the darkness she saw in mortal hearts, she would have to start with her own sister. The two battled across the heavens, each matching the other's terrible blows and striking the buildings beneath them to rubble. Abruptly, the fight was halted by their father's anguished cry. Kale watched Kilam die in her sister's arms, a senseless victim of the violence that had overtaken the city that day. Then she had the two halves of their mother's sword in her hands, and vowed she would never again let mortal emotions rule her. As she leapt back into the sky, soaring high above the clouds, she felt she could almost see Mount Targon beyond the horizon, its formidable peak bathed red by the setting sun. There she would seek perfect, celestial clarity. There she would stand at her mother's side and fulfill her legacy to the aspect of justice. Though she has been absent from Demacia for many centuries, Kale's legend has inspired much of the kingdom's culture and law. Grand statues and icons of the Winged Protector give strength to the heart of every warrior who marches to illuminate the night and banish all shadows from their land. In times of strife and chaos, there are many who cling to the hope that Kale might eventually return, and others who pray that such a day will never come.
There is no hiding from the light. These blades, my sanction!
In me will rise the strength of a thousand swords, the fury of a thousand flames.
I will bring justice to this world, no matter the cost. These endless mortal cycles. Cruelty begets suffering, suffering begets cruelty. It ends with me. When I looked into my mother's eyes, I saw a paradise for the just and glorious. It is for that world I fight.